My values as a parent are very much about respecting the child and wanting the child to be able to have self-respect and have some power over their choices and some agency over their lives in age-appropriate ways. And so we were raising our daughter with a lot of choices and a lot of negotiation and a lot of inclusion in decisions. And what started to happen was that she became what I now call an expert negotiator. And she actually started to have a lack of respect. It was ironic, and I couldn't figure it out for a while. She was starting to be highly disrespectful when I felt we were treating her with so much respect. And she began to be rude to her Nana. And she began to think that she got to decide everything. My husband and I would be having a very adult conversation at the dinner table in the process of making what, in my mind, was an adult decision. And she clearly would respond in a way that made it obvious that she thought she was going to be an equal part of this decision-making process. And at one point, she was talking about school. And we tend to ask, what was your favorite part of the day? What was your least favorite part of the day? What's your favorite part of school? What's your least favorite part of school? And she said her least favorite part of school was, they try to tell me what to do. And I thought, oh my goodness, we've got a problem here. And then at one point, when I was fed up with the way that she was disrespecting her Nana, I pulled her aside and I said, Sophia, you need to do as you are told. Nana is one of the adults that we trust who takes care of you, and you need to do what she says. And my daughter looked at me in all honesty and with no attitude whatsoever, and she said, oh, I didn't know that. And I realized, oh, she didn't know that. Whose fault is that? That's mine. Somehow in the choices that I was offering her, in the respect that I was giving her, in the ways that I was negotiating with her, I was sending her the message that she didn't have to respect anybody else. Somehow it was going overboard. And it was just at that time that a friend and I went to a workshop by a man named Kim John Payne. And he helped me to frame what I was beginning to understand on my own. He gave me a language for it that was very helpful. One of the things that Kim John Payne discussed in this workshop was that there seems to be a backlash among modern parents to the old approach, the approach that wanted children to be seen and not heard, the approach that believed if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. That approach had little or no respect for children. But the backlash seems to have gone too far in the other direction. It seems to be too permissive, too negotiating, too many choices at too young an age. It seems to have little or no respect for parents. And then the children grow up having little or no respect for parents or for authority, because we're giving over, we're giving in, and then we're getting resentful as parents because we're giving more power away than is appropriate, particularly at younger ages. So where is the balance? That's what I want to talk about in this workshop. Where is the balance? I believe the balance is in mutual respect and cooperation. How you accomplish that depends upon the child's age. There's a different approach for different ages. And I'm going to talk about that. And I'm also going to talk about specific skills for engaging cooperation, particularly with younger children.